Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning at Domatex in Hanover, Germany, I'm with Jan Vergote, the CEO with IVC, and Michelle Vermette, the president of Mohawk's commercial and international business. You guys doing okay?
Oh, we're doing great. Thank you.
Great to see you, Kemp.
It's good to be here. On the lighter side, we're going to go all halfway around the world to find out some major news around Mohawk's next expansion plans. We'll get to that in just a minute. Jan, if you will, first, tell us a little background with you. You've been with IVC since 2007, right?
Yes, I joined in 2007, making a tandem with Philip Alcan, the then shareholder, and we decided to invest heavily in the company and making it the fastest growing vinyl operation in Europe, which it is. And since 2015, we were lucky enough to become part of the Mohawk organization, and we are speeding up the investment level to great heights, and we try to double the business as fast as possible.
Okay. So you have big news. Mohawk is going to build a modular carpet tile plant in Belgium. So tell us a little bit about that decision.
Well, part of the history is also a little personal. I spent more than 10 years in the carpet business in Europe, and I was happy to meet my new Mohawk colleagues, being world experts in the field. And we decided that we wanted to go in carpet tile together in Europe and leverage the Mohawk know-how, the Mohawk designs, the Mohawk skills into Europe. So I'm very enthusiastic to have such great support, and we'll use the IVC organization to grow that business as quickly as possible.
Actually, to comment on that, this is almost the inverse of what's happened in the United States, in that with Mohawk's acquisition of IVC, they've been able to spread the presence of IVC very quickly with the massive sales force they have, and you're going to do the inverse of that here, right?
Absolutely. That's the incredible strength of being in a large group and being able to exchange know-how and build synergies. This is very exciting for us to be able to give and take from that group.
Mm-hmm. And this decision to put it in Belgium, you actually had a building there that you had moved some equipment out that used to make laminate, and that's where you're going to put the factory, right?
Yes, indeed. And we have a 6-acre space, and that space is large enough for us to reach over 30% market share in Europe. So we have some way to go, but this is a long-term decision. Mm-hmm. With a nice infrastructure behind it.
What can you tell me about the investment, the scale, the timetable on it?
We'll be producing by the end of this year, and I cannot disclose the investment amount exactly, but we are in the tens of millions.
Okay. And I take it that since this will be one of the newest modular carpet tile plants built in the world, it will probably be some of the more innovative and efficient equipment, right?
Of course, this is a great opportunity to build a top-notch factory using the latest technology in every aspect of the business. And it's exciting to be able to tap the know-how of the Mohawk top experts on that. So it's going to be a great plan.
Mm-hmm. Now let's talk real quick about design for a minute. How does the carpet designs of what sells in Europe differ from what we make and sell in the United States?
Well, you know, Europe even doesn't exist. It's 28 countries, different languages, so the taste is different everywhere. But we can say that at the entry level, there's much more level look. Then at the middle level, there's more design. And especially in the middle and the higher level, we'll be using the great Mohawk designs to tackle the market. Mm-hmm. So the higher the level, the more international the designs are.
And from a backing system perspective, because backing is such an important part of modular carpet tile, will you have both the PVC and the non-PVC type backing?
Yes, of course. So in the top segment, we will be using the non-PVC backings. But in Europe, there's also a very large bitumen type backing. And so we will have all the backings at the market once, but we want to develop the non-PVC backing as fast as possible.
Michelle, this is an audio interview. People can't see the scale and scope of Mohawk's presence at Domatex, and I'll have you mention for a second, as I walk around here, especially in Building 6, you have major footprint. As most people know, when you come to a European show, the spaces are bigger because there's more hospitality involved, and people sit down for long conversations. But you have IVC here, you have Unilin, you have Quickstep, Volterra. You have presence in
Montelio, Pergo, Mohawk Home, and many more. So, yes, we have a significant presence and continues to grow as the company continues to grow across the platforms. Yeah.
And you actually got several people from the U.S. that are here now, right?
Correct, and it's part of this collaboration we have. As you know, many of our businesses collaborate, just like this example right here, where we bring best practices and exchange ideas. We're always trying to push to make sure we have the best here in every major show, and there'll be some of our European counterparts will be at Surfaces also next week. Also,
most people know you for the hats you wear around the commercial side of the business, but this international piece that you also manage is a just as important piece to Mohawk, right?
Correct, and it's all about relationships. You know, this collaboration is based on me and Jan talking to each other and talking possibilities. He saw what we did in the U.S., and I saw what he was doing here, and us collaborating and say, hey, this would be a great play to run, and, you know, my role here is to support him, provide our learnings and what things we did well and didn't do so well, and it'll help him be successful here and provide him all the resources we can as the Mohawk Group, and I'm very excited what we can accomplish here.
All right, so I know I'm going to probably see you in Las Vegas in a couple of days, so this is a busy time of travel, isn't it?
January is a very busy time. It's a lot of good things happening, excited for 2017, and yes, you will see me in Vegas for sure. So.
All right, gentlemen, it's good to spend time with both of you. Again, been talking to Jan Vergoat, the CEO of IVC, and Michelle Vermette, the president of Mohawk Group Commercial and International, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.